The reviews are in, and we're going to tell you what they are. He's Todd Vandenberg, and I'm Rob Steele. We're going to start this week with something we don't do often enough, I don't think. An actual children's movie. Now, here's the catch. I saw it by accident, which is not something you can say about a film very often. Ooh, I accidentally saw it. I didn't know there was going to be a movie. The movie in question is called Smallfoot, which, frankly, I'd seen the ads for and thought I would skip. But where my wife works, which is on... Well, actually, I can't tell you that because I don't want to embarrass them because this did not go well. We went to an event for kids, and they were showing Smallfoot in the background. Now, I did not actually participate in the thing with the kids because that would not have worked very well. But I watched Smallfoot, a movie about yetis or Bigfeet, whatever you want to call them, that live on a mountaintop and hide themselves from the world at large because the Smallfeet have guns. But then a Bigfoot meets a Smallfoot, and because of a plane crash that hit the Bigfoot, which looked like it probably should have killed him if we're honest about it, but it's a kid's movie, it's an animated thing. I'd like to tell you more about it, but I can't, because the event in question was the opening of an indoor swimming pool. Olympic size, so there's an enormous wall that they could project the movie onto, and that worked fine. The problem is the acoustics.
Ooh.
Yeah, I could tell that music was being played, so there's musical numbers. I watched the Bigfoot dance. All right. I watched the Littlefoot dance when he came back and said, "I saw a Bigfoot." Everyone says, "No, you didn't." I could tell that's what was going on. Could I hear any dialogue in this movie at all whatsoever? No. Could I read their lips? It's animated. No, you can't read lips in an animated movie, no matter how good they think they are. I will tell you this. It looked like a cute movie. There was even one scene that I actually laughed out loud about when they're chasing a series of Bigfeet through the small town. And there's one Bigfoot that keeps knocking over street lamps, which, if you look at them from above, look like dots. Oh dear, the overhead shot where the Bigfeet are being chased by police cars, thus giving us a siren noise, and the streetlights getting knocked out. Oh dear, the dots are going away. Yes, it looked like a Pac-Man video game. Which I thought was a brilliant little touch to throw into this. The story seemed to be cute. Here's the catch. Don't watch it in an indoor pool because no one's ever going to be able to hear anything on the acoustics alone, much less over the screaming kids, who, I would like to point out, none of which even glanced in the general direction of the wall the movie was playing on.
Wow.
Just saying. But it was a cute movie, so if you want to rent Smallfoot, it's available everywhere. There you go. Moving on. Todd, I think you wanted to, since we're already on kids, you had mentioned a movie called Eighth Grade.
A movie called Eighth Grade. This is not a kids movie. it is R-rated, even though it's about a young girl going through the last week of eighth grade. It's
an R-rated time for me.
It was an R-rated time for everybody. Yeah. Pretty much. Writer-director Bo Burnham, he started out on YouTube, actually. And
the musical comedian guy.
A really... really good movie. A lot of critics are somewhat upset that this wasn't nominated for Best Picture. Again, since we've got 10, it's not one of the 10 best movies of the year to me, but I can see how it might be for others. This fits in with Lady Bird, Edge of 17, although again, those girls are making the transition from high school to college. They're in that range. She's making the transition from middle school to high school, so there's a big difference there. But it does fit in with those movies. I'd say the actress who plays the lead, name is Elsie Fisher. She's terrific, and it very much captures, you know, all the trauma, all the problems. Again, it's a comedy drama. It's more towards the comedy range, definitely. But she's excellent. Josh Hamilton plays her dad. He's excellent as the kind of goofy dad, but not overboard the way dads usually are in movies. It's very, very realistic as far as he's not the Kevin James type, which I still for the life of me don't understand how the guy has a career because he sucks so hard. But Josh Hamilton is excellent. I absolutely recommend Eighth Grade. Maybe not one of the best movies of the year as far as 10 best, but 20? Sure, absolutely. If you liked Lady Bird, you will like Eighth Grade. If you liked Edge of 17, you'll like Eighth Grade. If you love those movies, you'll love this one. I'm not going to go into the plot because it's just her travails of growing up and friends betraying friends and being a jerk to your friends and then realizing you're being a jerk and all those things that happen in Eighth Grade. Excellent movie. Absolutely recommend Eighth Grade. It is, I believe, streaming on Prime Video for that matter. So there you go.
Actually, you mentioned Bo Burnham directed that. I did not know he did a movie. I did know that Bo Burnham has done several stand-up comedy albums that are really funny.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same guy. Actually, I don't think this is his directorial debut, but this is his first big movie. And he did a great job. I mean, it almost sounds like I'm mocking the movie because I say, oh, it's not quite as good. But to me, Lady Bird is a fantastic movie. And so is Edge of 17, which didn't get nearly the notoriety Lady Bird did. This is maybe just maybe a notch below, but it's just because the story wasn't quite as interesting to me as those other stories. And excellent directing, excellent screenplay, excellent acting.
Bo.
Yeah, what else do you want for a movie? Yeah, especially for a guy who, I mean, not what you would expect from a guy that's a stand-up comic. It was like, he turns in this movie. Really, really good movie.
He's just 28, so.
Yes. So, and Elsie Fisher, I believe, is 16 or 15. So, they both have long, really good careers ahead of them based on this, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know it's not the first movie he was in. He was in at least The Big Sick as a bit part.
Also a great movie.
You know, not all kids read comic books. They grow up to be actors. I read comic books. That's my segue. The next movie I saw this week, actually the one I saw before, Smallfoot. I keep wanting to call it Littlefoot, and that's wrong. That's The Land Before Time, which is the dinosaur thing that my oldest kid was obsessed with for years. No, that's not it. Moving on. The DC Animated Universe, see, it's a comic book thing, seems to have gotten back on track with the death of Superman, which was the adaptation of the, what was it? It was early 90s. Book where they actually killed Superman. Yep. But it was part one of two. Part two is out. It's called Reign of the Supermen, which actually follows in the books. What happened after that? Well, there's four Supermen that pop up. There's a Superman clone being a Superboy. There's a cyborg Superman. There's Steel, who never claims to be Superman, but he's essentially an Iron Man type guy, only decked out as Superman, kind of. Mm-hmm. And then there's the fourth one, which is creepy and somewhat psychotic if we, you know, look at it objectively. But you know what? This movie worked. I mean, were there changes from the book? Yes. Brainiac and Project Cadmus both played a role in the original story, but neither had been established in this particular universe, which was, I think, is a variation of the New 52 universe.
Yeah.
And anyway, both of them were replaceable with Darkseid and LexCorp, respectively. So hey, go for it. It worked. Is this worth seeing? Well, if you like anything in the DC universe, then yes. If not, you might like it anyway. This is exactly what we wanted to see from the DC Extended Universe movies, the live-action ones, you know, where there are stories and there's just a little tweaking that you need to put them on the big screen. But, you know, big or little, now if they just do it, we'd love them a lot more. I heard Aquaman did it. I haven't seen it yet. I'm looking forward to it. That would be great. But as far as this goes, I'm glad the DC Animated Universe seems to have gotten back on track after the catastrophe that was Batman and Harley Quinn.
That's exactly what I was thinking of.
And Batman Ninja. I love Batman, but God, those movies were just wrong.
Yeah, not sure how they managed to lose track there, but very happy that they seem to be back on track. Like the creepy Superman, is the Eradicator, is that his name?
I believe that is it. And there's a catch to him. I'm not going to tell you what it is. That'd be a spoiler, because I had actually forgotten. So it was actually great for me, because when I found out, I went, that's right, that's where he came from.
He just looks weird.
But,
Well, they all kind of...
He does.
The cyborg version looks really weird, but, yeah, you know. That's a great storyline.
Yeah, none of them actually... You don't look at any of them and go, yep, that's Superman. Right. You look at him and go, well, you got the costume, but the rest of you...
Which, of course, is the whole point of the story, so... very cool. Exactly. I'm glad to hear they did a good job with it, because like you reviewed the Death of Superman 4, and yeah, I agree, they did a great job with that. So
they did, and they, unlike Doomsday, which was the first of the DC animated movies where they didn't do a bad job of it, and yes, this is a, I guess it's a remake, but it's done better. Because in the first one, the Justice League wasn't even in it. Oops. And they were this time. And they're not so much in the reign of the Superman.
Right.
But you know they're there, which is a gives it a different.
Yeah, it makes it part of the universe, which instead of some separate thing. So yeah. Very cool. Very, very cool. Looking forward to seeing that myself. But a movie I did see. Rob is actually. I don't remember if you gave a full review of it. I think you did, actually. You did.
I think I did, actually.
Actually, I know you did, now that I remember your review, because as I understand, you liked it.
Yeah, I did, actually.
It has a 5.4 rating out of 10 on IMDb, which is not particularly good. Rotten Tomatoes. What does Rotten Tomatoes say about it? I know Rotten Tomatoes didn't like it. I think it was like in the 30s or something. Let me look quickly. And Rob is looking quickly because I can hear him typing away as well. See who wins the race. I picture it'll be Rob.
On Rotten Tomatoes, it seems
I was very
32.
Close. I thought it was in the 30s. Well, I am here to tell you that they are both wrong and Rob is right, because I'm right also. I thought The Predator was very entertaining. I don't know what you expect from a movie about the Predator. I mean, do you think this is going to be one of the greatest films ever? Are you going to learn life lessons from it? And actually, you kind of can. Very entertaining. Lots of mayhem, crazy action, lots of gore. Gee, what do you think is going to happen in a Predator movie? One thing that surprised me was the face-off, like you were talking before, Rob, about the face-off between the Predator that initially shows up. And this is hardly a spoiler, especially since the movie's been out for so long, but you see the clips. Yeah, if you've seen the trailer, a bigger Predator comes after the first one. And they have a fight. That fight turns out differently than I expected. I'll just say that.
They did miss the big thing. That it should have been called the Apex Predator.
You were correct. I do like the fact that there's so much humor in this. Shane Black directed, which is not surprising. He's also one of the co-writers, because Shane Black does funny, crazy movies like Iron Man 3. Anybody remember that movie? Full of action, great humor. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which nobody remembers, which is sad. Also starring Robert Downey Jr. You should watch that movie. It's actually better than The Predator. But I really enjoyed The Predator because I thought everybody did a great job in the acting. Olivia Munn was good, which was a nice surprise for me because I've seen her in a couple other things and she typically has just kind of been there. Keegan-Michael Key is very much in the background, which kind of surprised me that he would take kind of a small role like that. Excellent. Thomas Jane, again, a really small role. Excellent. Everybody was great. Boyd Holbrook, who I'd never even heard of before, plays the lead. He was great. It's just a fun, campy, in the right way movie. I mean, the fact that they have an argument about calling the creature a predator, a bass fisherman. It's like, because that's basically what it is. They're trophy hunters. And then they find out actually they're a little more than that. But this is just a fun, for what it is, this is a great movie. This movie should have made $300-400 million. If you want to go to the movies and be entertained, I cannot see how you would not be entertained by this movie. I don't know what the critics who ripped this movie were expecting. You know, this is not Bohemian Rhapsody. This is not A Star Is Born. Did you guys see the first movie with Arnold? Are you kidding me? This movie absolutely measures up to that movie. I think this is the best Predator movie, including all the Predator alien hybrid cross things since Predator.
Well, actually, I'll go definitely over there.
And I know you love the second Predator movie. I don't like it as much, but I do enjoy that. I think this is better than the second Predator movie. And I think it's much better than Predators. I don't understand the lack of appreciation for this.
I thought Predators was a good concept. It probably could have done a bit better on the follow through.
And I like the movie, but it could have been much better. This I think nails it.
Yeah,
I mean it's kind of goofy.
Well, I think it did.
Gee, shouldn't giant aliens
have you looked
with
at
dreads
it?
Coming and ripping people's heads off? Do you think that's supposed to be serious? This movie was very, very fun. Again, not going to be on anyone's best picture list, But when Lee was on for one of his three appearances, he was talking about Aquaman and said that, you know, it's entertaining. What do you expect for that kind of movie? It's supposed to entertain you. Did it do its job? Yes. The Predator absolutely does its job. I thought it's very entertaining. If you haven't seen The Predator, absolutely you need to catch it.
See, there we go. That's pretty much the theme of our show. Here's some movies. They're, you know, we tell you which ones are good. And then you get out and go see a movie.
That's pretty much it.